The English Civil Wars, 1639 to 1660. The war from September of 1645 to the Battle of Torrington on February the 16th, 1646. Now, after the Battle of Rowton Heath on September the 26th, Royalist Lucas surrendered Berkeley Castle to the Parliamentarians. On September the 28th, Cromwell enters the city of Winchester and summons Winchester Castle to surrender. On October the 5th, Winchester Castle surrendered to Cromwell. On October the 8th, the town of Sligo, captured by Parliamentarian Commander Coote in cooperation with the Logan Army. On October the 10th, Chepstow surrenders to the Parliamentarians, led by Morgan. October the 12th, Parliamentarian Commander Leghorn occupies Carmarthen. On October the 14th, Cromwell's army storms and sacks Basinghouse. On October the 15th, Digby and Langdale, Royalists, defeat the Parliamentarian infantry at Sherburne-on-Elmet, but are subsequently routed by Copley's Parliamentarian cavalry. On October the 17th, the Parliamentarians, led by Fairfax, advance to Tiverton in Devon, capturing the town and bombarding the castle. On October the 24th, the final defeat of the Northern Horse by Sir Richard Brown, a Parliamentarian, at Carlisle Sands. Digby and Langdale, the Royalist leaders, escape to the Isle of Man. On October the 25th, Monmouth surrenders to Morgan, the Parliamentarian. November the 1st, at Denby, Colonel Jones, Parliamentarian, defeats Vaughan, the Royalist, who is marching for the relief of Chester. November the 3rd, Royalist outpost at Shelford Manor near Newark was stormed by Poinets, Parliamentarian, and the Northern Association Army. The defenders, however, are massacred. On November the 4th, the Royalist garrison at Wiverton Hall near Newark surrenders to Poinets, the Parliamentarian. November the 6th, Beeston Castle and Bolton Castle surrender to the Parliamentarians. On November the 15th, the final siege of Skipton Castle by the Parliamentarians led by Thornton begins. On November the 27th, Leven, Coventer, joins Poinets, the Parliamentarian, in besieging Newark. On December the 2nd, Montrose, the Royalist, besieges Inverness. On December the 18th, Morgan and Birch, Parliamentarians, captured Hereford for Parliament in a surprise attack. On December the 21st, Mallory, a Royalist, surrenders Skipton Castle to the Parliamentarians led by Thornton. Now we get into January 1646. January the 3rd, the Coventers reoccupy Aberdeen. On January the 9th, Cromwell routs Lord Wentworth's Royalist troops in a surprise attack at Bovey Tracy in Devon. January the 12th, the Royalists abandon the siege of Plymouth. January the 18th, Parliamentarians, led by Fairfax, storm and capture Dartmouth and the surrounding outposts. January the 26th, Powderham Castle surrenders to Fairfax, completing his encirclement of Exeter. February the 3rd, Royalist Commander Byron surrenders Chester to Breton after a 136-day siege. February the 10th, Royalist Commander Hopton occupies Torrington in North Devon. Fairfax, the Parliamentarian, marches north to intercept him. Now that brings us to the Battle of Torrington. This is a decisive battle in the southwestern campaign of the First English Civil War, and it marks the end of the Royalist resistance in the West Country, and it took place in Torrington in Devon. After Lord Wentworth's defeat at Bovey Tracy, Sir Ralph Hopton was appointed Royalist commander in the West, with Wentworth commanding the horse and Sir Richard Grenville the infantry. Well, Grenville refused to recognize Hopton's command and as a result was arrested for insubordination and imprisoned on St. Michael's Mount. Now, Hopton's army numbered 3,000 horse, 2,000 infantry. They advanced in the Devon and occupied Torrington, where defensive works were then set up. Now, the Parliamentarians are going to have 10,000 troops. The Parliamentarians approached from the east on the evening of February the 16th, 1646. In heavy rain and with night falling, Parliamentarians ran into Royalist dragoons, and fighting broke out to the east of Torrington. The Parliamentarian commander, Sir Thomas Fairfax, decided to wait until morning to reconnoiter the Royalist defenses. However, when he sent his dragoons forward to test the defenses, they came under fire. Fairfax pushed more troops forward in support, and a general fight developed. The fighting at the barricades lasted 2 hours with the push of pike. At last, the Cornish infantry gave way and retreated into the town. In the town there was bitter fighting. A stray spark ignited the Royalist powder magazine that was being stored in Torrington Church, where 80 barrels of gunpowder were stored. The explosion destroyed the church, killed all the prisoners held there, and narrowly missed killing Fairfax. The explosion effectively ended the battle, with the remaining Royalist troops escaping. The anniversary of the battle is remembered in February of each year with a torch-lit procession, and then there is a reenactment. So that is the English Civil War up to this point in 1646. Now we have a few more battles to deal with, these relatively small ones, so we're going to be seeing now for a while shifting of towns and villages and areas to the parliamentary side. The sources for this: History of England by Thornton, Lockyer, and Smith; Cromwell, Lord Protector, by Fraser; Fairfax by Wilson; Cromwell by Wedgwood; Cavaliers vs. Roundheads, English Civil War, 1642-1649 by Hibbert; English Civil War, 1642-1651 by Gaunt; and the English Civil War Atlas and Concise History of the Wars of the Three Kingdoms, 1639-51 by Lipscomb. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.